This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
And thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today we're speaking with Mr. John Halloran. He is the CEO and founder at Mobile Health, the digital health and well-being solution that makes it simple to create healthy cultures. And Mr. Halloran, thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you, Eric. Glad to be here.
Yeah, thanks for your time. Looking forward to hearing from you in all regards. Now, tell us, if you would, about your background and how you became an entrepreneur and what led you to Mobile Health.
Yeah, sure. So I had started my career working for the health plans out of college. So we would sell self-funded medical plans to mid-sized large employers. So we sort of understood, you know, some of their pain around the annual cost increases that they would have to absorb into their businesses. I then went from there. That was about the time when technology in the sort of the 90s was sort of taken over, and thought that there was a great opportunity for the technology to really, you know, help employers manage costs, improve employee experience, all that good stuff. And I think that's always been the vision and the dream. We were just a little bit early. And from there, I actually went into the talent management space. So I've always been sort of in the HR, work tech, benefits world. And it was fascinating to sort of see employers really value talent as the last source of competitive advantage. You know, somebody once said, you know, you could go to Avis or Hertz, and the only difference is the person that checks you in, right? So how do you make sure that you keep your people skilled and motivated and have really a culture that works? And so after going into talent management, we saw an opportunity. That was my first venture, was in talent management, that became part of Oracle's HCM stack. And along the way, we saw a big opportunity for health and well-being. At the time that we did this, it's going on 10 years now, we wanted to be provide a mobile-first health and well-being platform, just knowing that mobile creates such an opportunity to collect data that you're checking it 100 times a day because we're all addicted to our phones, and two, it's just got so much data about your life on it that how could we, you know, better use that data to improve the health and well-being of our clients. And that's been really successful. And when we started, you know, the question we'd always get, Eric, is, well, what if our employees don't have a mobile phone? And we'd sort of roll our eyes and say, trust me, they all do. You know, they all do. And now we as I'm sure you're not surprised, we don't get that question anymore. So.
Yeah, not surprised to hear that. And really, the question is, who even has a landline anymore?
That would be the better question, Eric. That would be the better question. Who now has a landline? That's a great one.
Yes, sir. Times have certainly changed, haven't they? Now, what is mobile health exactly, and how is it improving the quality of life for employees? Get into some of the details and specifics there.
Yeah, sure. So we're a mobile-first digital health and well-being platform. Our big push is helping employers improve their cultures, and that's cultures full stop. And so our unique approach to the market is we really let the employer customize the branding, customize the programs. We have a full program end to end; they don't have to. But what we find is every employer kind of has their own unique voice and their own unique approach that they want to take with their employees. And we make that very easy. I don't think we've ever charged to have one of our employer clients customize the experience for their employees. We haven't really charged them to do that. And then we also help them bring in and help them communicate all the other point solutions that they have. So it really becomes a sort of a personalized hub of what I'm interested in that employer has purchased. So it's really a way for an employer to sort of organize and personalize all the assets they have. Probably the thing I'm proudest of, you know, during the pandemic, there's been an enormous amount of pressure on HR departments and employees, And, you know, this customization approach that we've taken, this sort of low code, easy to customize, easy to deploy approach, has allowed clients like EY and KPMG, if you think of their employees, Eric, you know, they're young, they're consultants, they're very motivated, they work a lot. And during the pandemic, you know, a lot of them were sort of stuck in their apartments in New York, Chicago, San Francisco, climbing the walls that, you know, they were sort of working and living in the same location, maybe getting outside for a walk or a run. We created something called a recharge challenge, which really, I'm really proud of, really got those individuals reconnected to each other, working on holistic well-being team goals, really getting reconnected socially, really getting more active physically, and really giving them a sense of, hey, I really belong here at this employer. And again, that wasn't our idea. The clients came to us with their idea and said, hey, we really think we need to do something for our employees. This pandemic wears on, and we need to get them reconnected to their colleagues. Both of the clients were really, really excited about those that activity, that program. And, you know, we're proud that we're able to help employers like that and really help employees get reconnected, get more active, get more socially connected to their colleagues. You know, just a simple example of the kind of work we do.
Yeah, thanks for getting into some of those details. That's pretty awesome, the feedback shared on that. Now, how did you build a successful customer base? Talk to us about that as well.
You know, Eric, it's the old, you know, we were given two ears and one mouth for a reason. So we really try to listen to our customers. And if you just think of the recharge challenge example with EY and KPMG, you know, again, that was their idea. They came to us and said, hey, help us enable something to get our people recharged because they're burnt out. They're stuck within their own four walls. They really want to get socially connected, get physically active, you know, and the like. So it's really a matter of having the kind of technology platform that if you go listen to your client, you're able to sort of listen and respond to what they want. And I would credit, you know, our tech team, our product team, our innovations team, our engineering team with, you know, creating a platform that can, you know, where we can intake what an employer is really trying to do and respond to them relatively quickly. I think it took us 30 days to bring that up, just to give you an example, and that's just really fast. And it makes the clients feel like, hey, we can go from sort of idea to execution without, you know, a big long tail. And so listening to the clients and being able to respond to them and, you know, I wouldn't say real time, but I'd say, you know, weeks, not months, is really important in terms of how we've built a successful client base.
Certainly an exciting report here on mobile health, and really appreciate your time so far. Today we're speaking with John Halloran. He's the CEO and founder at Mobile Health, a digital health and well-being solution that makes it simple to create healthy cultures. And he's joined us here today on eHealth Radio's Health News and Technology Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, in the health space, what are your greatest fears as an entrepreneur, and how do you manage those?
Yeah, you know, I'd say it all goes back to the customers. You know, you don't want to let them down. A lot of times it's hard to understand, but the HR buyer who brings in your service to their employees, you know, they're really putting their name behind you. So we take that responsibility very, very seriously. When a client selects us and they go forward and use us to improve health and well-being, you know, we're really focused on how can we make them successful and how can we make them achieve their goals. And if we don't, if it falls down for even reasons outside of our control, you know, we really go out of our way to see if we can do anything to make up for it. So, you know, this is a complicated area of technology, Eric. You know, a lot of times we're connecting to third-party solutions and different ecosystem partners, and we don't always have that within our control. It's not always 100% within our control, but really our team is great about doing everything they can to make the experience as best they can for the employees, and really making sure that those HR partners that we partner with, you know, are successful and have a partner that they can grow with, who's empathetic, who listens, and who tries to respond to their top issues. So my biggest fear is just letting those clients down, you know, and I'd say, knock on wood, you know, we've done a really good job of keeping up with their needs.
Yeah, fantastic on that front. Now, how has COVID actually changed the mentality of both the employer and the manager and or director? Talk to us about what you've seen there.
You know, I see this at our own company, Eric. I would say that it's just a new perspective, a renewed perspective about just life and what they want from their employment, what they want from the relationships they have with their own family. You know, when 700,000 people in the United States pass away from this, you know, horrible pandemic, what does that do to people, right? It really makes them reevaluate their lives. And what you're seeing this in the Great Resignation. A lot of people are quitting their jobs. A lot of people are looking for something new. And what I would say, and we've been like this very, very much from the beginning, is they're looking for purpose. You know, why are we here? What are we doing? How are we helping make the world a better place, improve the lives of the customers that we have? And so from the very, very beginning at Mobile Health, we started 9 years ago, you know, we always said, you know, if we can help, you know, if we get one more mom into that cancer screening and they catch something early so she can see her kids graduate from high school or college or meet the grandkids, you know, it's all worth it, right? So we're very, very purpose-driven. And I think that, you know, I think that's the mentality that's changed. I think people, you know, when you're hearing about the Great Resignation, I hear that and think, you know, people are looking for a greater purpose. And we've been a purpose-driven company right from the beginning. So I'm pleased to say I think we've lost one employee in the last 9 years, and that just happened like this month. And it was a millennial, and she was sort of tired of working in our apartment. And it was very amicable, and we understand she wanted to go to work, you know, where there were more people around, which I understood, right? So, but over 9 years to only lose one employee to resignation, you know, I'm really proud of that. We've really kept our team together, and we really focused on our team and really providing, you know, purpose in a solid work environment where you make a difference. And that I think is the biggest thing that shifted, is just people's perspective on work and what they want to get out of it.
Well stated as we conclude today. Mr. Howland, really appreciate your visit and for what you do in the space on behalf of Mobile Health. I'm sure listeners want to know how they could get in touch with Mobile Health and tap into your services. Where's the best place online to begin that feat there?
Sure. www.mobilehealthconsumer.com is our website. You can find us on LinkedIn. You can find us on Instagram, on Facebook. You can also shoot an email to info@mobilehealthconsumer.com if you want to learn more.
And that certainly is easy enough. Again, Mr. Halloran, all the best. Thanks so much for joining us here today on eHealth Radio. Certainly was our pleasure.
Thanks so much, Eric. Really appreciate the time.
And you're certainly more than welcome anytime. We've been speaking with Mr. John Halloran. He is the CEO and founder at Mobile Health, the digital health and well-being solution that makes it simple to create healthy cultures. And for all the details and for contact, visit mobilehealthconsumer.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealth Radio Network. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.